The state's winter ferry schedule limits options for coastal communities, and the Haines Economic Development Corporation released its second end-of-year report. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. The Alaska Marine Highway System opened booking for its winter schedule on Thursday, but there are fewer sailings and a new pricing system that could take travelers by surprise. It'll be a lean winter for state ferries as the system reduces service across the board. That's following aggressive cost-cutting by lawmakers wary of Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto threats. They cut the budget by $43 million rather than risk losing it altogether.
We had to cut everywhere.
Meadow Bailey is a spokeswoman for the state's Department of Transportation.
I mean, really, so it's not a decision to cut one route versus another. It's a, you know, there's across the board we had to, you know, reduce our service by a third because we just don't have, we don't have funding.
Yet some communities will feel the effects more than others. There are no sailings at all for the Prince William Sound communities of Valdez and Cordova in the 6 months after September. There are no changes to the draft schedule AMHS published in July, despite public testimony from communities that face being cut off for months. For those who still have the option to travel by ferry, it is likely to be more expensive. The Marine Highway is rolling out what it calls dynamic pricing.
This is really similar to what you would see like on an airlines, you know, as around dates and times when there is high demand, you know, tickets, those prices increase.
In real terms, that means passenger fares could climb by as much as 30%. A passenger going from Haines to Bellingham, Washington, can expect a base fare of about $500. But that could increase to nearly $650 if the ship fills up. Vehicle and cabin rates could rise as much as 50% on heavily booked sailings. And unlike airlines, the ferry system doesn't have competition from other passenger liners. It's a state-run monopoly. The system is also instituting an increase in change fees. Fees will increase for changes or cancellations close to travel dates. And fares will go up 10% for the days preceding and after special events. Ferry boosters are panning the changes.
This is unprecedented as far as I know.
Robert Venables heads both the Marine Transportation Advisory Board and Southeast Conference, a regional economic forum. He pulls double duty as the system's head cheerleader and a critic advocating reform.
Even back in the early days of the system, there was more service than this.
He acknowledges the financial challenges, but says the ferry is critical infrastructure that many small communities can't do without.
There are some communities, especially in Prince William Sound, where they're going multiple months without any service at all, and that is crushing to their economy.
He's especially concerned about Cordova, which has no road out. The Haines Economic Development Corporation released its annual report last week. It's an overview of their guiding principles, their projects, and their plans. HEDC's Margaret Friedenhauer sat down with KHNS to talk about the organization's second year and what she's working on going into year three.
We were very busy. It was kind of the year almost broken into two. I think the first part of the year last fall, there was a lot to do with the timber sale. The revolving loan fund was another big one late last year that we were working on, and working with the Small Business Development Center from Juneau to establish a rural outreach office here in Haines. So those were kind of the big things last fall. And also just a lot of letting people know who we were and what we were doing and getting word out about the plan. I think moving into the spring, it was a lot more focus on providing important economic information. You know, we had a lot of information come out about the governor's budget and the impacts on that, impacts of the Marine Highway System on Haines. So I was able to do a lot of research and data gathering and put that information out. We did, you know, one of the things we worked on also was the Buy Haines campaign in conjunction with the chamber. So there was a lot of that going on over the holiday season, and that is still ongoing. It kind of took, you know, a short break over the summer. That's more of a winter project. And then working with the borough about the wood chipper feasibility on the biomass project, and also critical infrastructure responsibilities and costs around the critical infrastructure in the borough. So there was a lot more, I think, things you could hold in your hand that we produced this spring.
You've been soliciting feedback from the community about childcare needs.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about that project and where that fits in with HEDC's goals?
Sure. It was one of the mandates from the five-year plan that the community helped us develop, and one of those, one of the four objectives is about quality of life for residents. Looking at childcare opportunities in the community. Is there enough childcare in our community? Is it affordable? Is it accessible? And those kind of things. And we actually, what happened is that was a long-term objective. So we had that as maybe something we would start working on in another few years. However, we had several people come to us, especially this summer when it seemed that a lot of people were in a pinch for childcare. And they asked if we would start working on that objective sooner and see what we could find out and if there were any solutions. We did the survey. I'm just about ready to close the survey. And so I've been looking at some of the results, and it's really fascinating. And there's a lot of discussion around why is childcare important for economic development in a community? And it's providing the information and maybe some ideas about what the community can do, or how do we address childcare affordability and accessibility? Because, you know, looking at some of the survey results, people know families that have moved from here because either childcare is too expensive or not affordable, or there's not enough of it. Also for employers, how do they deal with a workforce where they have skilled fathers and mothers in a community, but they aren't able to employ them full time because those fathers and mothers have childcare issues that don't allow them to work full time or contribute their skills to the community.
This is kind of a moment of reflection for the HEDC.
Yeah.
Are there any kind of lessons you learned going forward, kind of thoughts worth repeating, or anything you've learned about yourself as a growing organization as you put this together?
Economic development is a pretty long range thing for most communities. And I think at this stage in our first year of operations or our second full year of existence, we've provided a lot of information. You know, there's just a lot of information. We're trying to give an understanding, and we're trying to learn ourselves just what the economy is in Haines so that we can all agree on the baseline of what the economy is. And by doing that, that reveals opportunities, that reveals challenges, and that reveals ways that we can kind of move ahead in the coming years to address and work toward a vibrant economy.
That was HEDC's Executive Director, Margaret Friedenauer. And this is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strimple. Thanks for joining us.